Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It's 102.7 Kiss FM, XXL in the mix. Now that I could do some cardio to, but only for about 9 minutes and 48 seconds before being tired. Let me bring in, you know, Tanya, Patty, you may have seen my recent Culinary Institute of America post on TikTok. I can't say it's caught the world by storm. I can't say it's gone viral.
Yet.
Right, but there's always time.
Yes.
But I do want to bring in someone who people are loving on TikTok, and for so many great reasons. Erin Azar joining us now. Erin is, she's a superstar athlete, and she's joining us. Erin, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We're doing well. At Mrs. Space Cadet with dots in between on TikTok.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to break it down, but you've got a lot of fans following your story and your journey. Why do you think that is?
You know, it's still really wild to me, but when I first posted a run video on TikTok, I did it because I thought, you know what, if I post on here, I could probably find someone that looks like me and runs as slow as me and have, you know, like a virtual friend.
Yeah.
And what happened was over a million people saw that. And now I have hundreds of thousands of virtual friends. But I think what it was is just showing the ugly side of trying to do something you're not really equipped to do.
We kind of feel like that every day. Erin is, she's from Pennsylvania. She's a mother of three, and she decided to start training for a marathon, what, like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I started running a couple years ago, right, after having my third baby, and I was a little, you know, mentally and physically not doing well, and I just started running.
And you documented this. And see, I tell myself, you know what would be great in a personal challenge is to run a marathon someday. And then I get out there on my jog and I look at marathon runners and I think, they look miserable. Like, they look like that's just a lot of work, for me. But you went ahead and you did it. And then your race got canceled?
Yeah, it got canceled. I signed up for the Philadelphia Marathon. And it got canceled. I ran one anyway, just, you know, I made a virtual one for charity. So we ended up raising like $14,000 for a local women's shelter. So it was great, but it was painful. And I felt like it was never going to end. There was, you know, no spectators or anything. So this year I signed up for the New Jersey Marathon and it got canceled. So that was the second one.
Is this a sign? Is this a sign?
I can't win. but the thing that just happened is I got a spot on Team Fox to run in the New York City Marathon to raise money for Parkinson's research.
Oh, Michael J. Fox. So, yeah.
And it has not been canceled yet.
It will not be. Be quiet.
Okay, let's not jinx it.
That's fantastic. You're doing that for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. What people are loving your posts. You're like just what you're wearing, right? Just like posting up, hey, here's my wardrobe.
Yeah. Right. Which is, it's really sad because it's completely not fashion forward whatsoever. non-aesthetic. You know, this is after the age of Instagram where everyone has a perfectly curated feed. And then here I come with like running outfit of the day pose because I don't know what to do with my hands.
Right.
If I take a picture. Yeah, that you got it. Yeah.
And what does your family think about this experience?
Well, the kids are too young to even understand. They just know I make videos. Mm-hmm. My husband does not have social media and is completely confused by everything I do.
Good for him.
But my mom is the real superstar here. She even has TikTok to watch my videos and she knows how to share them. So, yes. Shout out to Judy.
She'll be front row Dua Lipa. That's the next step, the Dua Lipa show. Judy, my mother's trying to learn. So if you guys want to link up at any point, she'll definitely take a tutorial.
I think they need to.
Well, this
I think
is great.
They need to.
This is great. Erin Azar, you can at Mrs.Space.Cadet on TikTok. You can follow her journey. But people are just loving it. And the LA Marathon and the New York City Marathon are both November 7th. Yeah. So that's coming up. Will you continue to run?
I think you have to run. I think you have to run it next year, Ryan.
Yeah, a year from the 7th. A year from this November.
Yeah, plenty
of time.
I'm being realistic.
I have plenty of time to sprain my ankle or hurt my meniscus. Are you going to keep doing it? You going to keep running?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to keep doing it. I feel like it's good for my brain, and it keeps me motivated, keeps me outside, keeps me healthy, even though it really sucks in the moment, but you feel better after.
All right. Well, thank you for being such a great example. Love your story. Erin, you take good care, all right? Good luck.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
I have thought, you know what? Let's get a little group, and let's train, and let's do it. And then I watch the people training. I think that doesn't look so fun.
Why don't we start with a half marathon?
That's still a long ways.
It's like 13 point something. You could do it. You could totally do it.
I'm not really, really excited about running 13 miles. And my knees and ankles are bad. Pickleball is going to be my next adventure.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is.
I think that you could do a half marathon and feel really, really good about it and feel accomplished.
Have you ever done one?
No, I have thought about it, though. I was really...
Why don't you follow through, blaze a trail, and report back? You can even carry a cell phone and report live.
I've done 10 miles. That's the farthest I've run, just like
But why?
Three.
Why?
Well, at the time, I was in the middle of a breakup, and running was the only time of the day where I didn't think about anything other than, like,
now, see, that's the opposite of me. I play songs that remind me of her. The only time I don't think about something is if I'm eating.
Oh, it's not good.
Trans fats. High saturated fat diet. Like if I'm eating juicy burgers and ribs in a smoker, that's when I don't think of it. Okay. Patty, how can we help you?
I'm just saying, just, you know, maybe do a 5K. Just to 5K, prove to you.
Yeah. But my ankle needs to heal and so does my knee.
Okay. Then running's not for you.
2026. All right. Take us to our sold out Jingle Ball presented by Capital One are next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.